Back now with Day to Day. You know, there's an online community for everything these days, movies, health, pets, wine. So why not money? People shop and do their banking online. So a lot of people now want to budget online. There are a couple of new websites that pull information straight from your bank account and credit card accounts and crunch your numbers for you. Well, that sounds a little big brotherish, but it could also be really handy. And here to weigh the pros and cons is our personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So tell us about these websites.
Well, I looked at two sites, wesabe.com, and that's WESABE.com, and mint.com. And in both cases, you upload all your transactional information about your personal finances, information on your credit cards or your bank account. And then they look at how you spend your money. You can create charts and graphs to sort of see what percentage you're spending, for example, eating out. And at mint.com, they actually recommend places where you could maybe cut your expenses, like say if you've uploaded information about what you pay for insurance.
And as you say, then you get advice about whether or not you should cut back on the restaurant expenditures or what have you. What do you think of the advice?
Well, you know, I spent more time at the Wasabe site, and it's sort of like MySpace and Facebook. You know, it's a community of folks who, some people even put their pictures of them. Some people have cartoons that represent who they are. And they give different advice from, you know, how do you budget to how much you're eating out. And I thought most of the advice was pretty good. I like the back and forth. Like someone will offer some advice and then you can comment on it. So I, for example, looked at someone who gave the advice about trying to transfer credit card balances to get, you know, 0% interest and so forth. And the basic advice was okay. They missed a lot of points, but the comment section, lots of folks said, oh, that's good, but you have to remember the transactional fees. And if you're kind of clueless and you don't have anybody else in your life to kind of give you that feedback, it was helpful.
So it's like the wisdom of crowds, that idea that
right.
That the people out there have more and better information than you do on your own, for your
right,
own.
Right. But you don't budget. Also you don't know where the information is coming from. You don't know if someone maybe works for a bank or insurance agency. So you don't know if it's truly unbiased information and how accurate it is. If budgeting is an issue for you, I think this it's perfectly harmless to do this. So it's like having an online community, like an online big mama. You know, I grew up with my big mama, so it was like having a lot of little big mamas online.
You know, Michelle, it sounds really good, but I'd be a little afraid that my financial information would get hacked somehow.
If you are afraid, and I was too, I did not download any of my bank information, but you can still, on wasabe.com, you can set up an account and you still have access to the comments, the goal section, the tip section. And that's what I did. I didn't input in my personal information, but I did find the forum very useful. And so that's what I did.
All right, Michelle, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's Michelle Singletary. She's our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. And to hear more from Michelle, you can check out her NPR podcast. Go online at npr.org/colorofmoney, and color of money is all one word.